Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Fair, and I'm here today to introduce you to a game that has become very near and dear to me. It's called King of Dragon Pass by A-Sharp Software, and you can find it in the App Store for your iPhone. A lot of people just refer to it as KODP for short, King of Dragon Pass. And essentially, this game is... It combines a kind of choose-your-own-adventure style of play with a simulation of running a society underneath. And it's a very complex single-player game of diplomacy, of consequence, of leadership, of choices, and of chance. Chance factors heavily into a lot. So... basically, you're in charge of a clan in a fantasy world where gods and spirits and magic are all real, and you have to take them seriously and treat them as serious forces in your clan's future. There are many different styles of play. You can be a balanced or a war or a peace clan. You can have slaves or not. There are a lot of different variables and choices that you can make going through. And I will take you through a couple years. I've gone through the creation process. It's a bit lengthy, or it can be. Basically, it gives you choices in the as your clan is formed, and you basically go through and decide. Things that, much as in a role-playing game where you choose traits and where to invest points for your characters, in this game it's all about narrative. What did your clan experience? What was the first major event? What is the backbone of your mythos, of your legendary, of the background of your clan? And it's very, your background is very important. This game, you cannot ignore story. It's such a huge part of this game. It's all narrative. It is a changing narrative story that unfolds as you make choices, and your choices build it. So keep that in mind. The actions you take aren't just one-off things. They can have long-term consequences. So basically, I've created a clan called the Tandora Clan, gone through most of the creation process, and skipped. I've gotten to the point where we're really ready to start the game here as the next step. But I wanted to go over a few things first. This game is for sighted people. It was not made for blind people. What happened was the developers, thanks to early intervention by Zachary Klein, among others, the developers were alerted to the fact that blind people would be interested in a game like this, and they took the time and trouble to make that game accessible. This game has a map that's integral to the success and play of the game. It has artwork. It has a lot of things that tell you it's a game for sighted people, and yet VoiceOver gives you access to everything. You can fully appreciate on the same level, with the possible exception of the artwork, what the game's all about, and play it on an equal footing with sighted peers. You can also advertise your accomplishments through the Game Center, through Twitter and Facebook, and you can email your saga, the story of your clan. You can actually email that to yourself and share it with people if you've accomplished something noteworthy. So, as you play the game and make those choices, the game is noting down in your saga all the things that happen. And so you can read that after the game and read through the story that you've made. So it's a very rich, information-heavy game. There are something like 500 different scenes that you might or might not encounter in any game and at any time. Add to that the number of different influencing factors and choices relevant to those scenes, plus the underlying simulation of the various tribes and diplomatic relations and everything else that sort of weaves in the background as you go through and make your choices. And this game is really, really deep and rich. It's a thinking person's game. It's never timed. You never have to worry about rushing. You always have any as long as you need to make a decision. The other thing that this game lends itself to is casual play. You can sort of pick it up, play through a couple of events or a couple of seasons, or even just one season or one choice, and then just put your iPhone in your pocket again. You know, put it away until next time you have a few spare minutes. And it will always just save right where it left off, and you will be able to return right to that point and continue the game. So the iPhone is a perfect platform for this game because of that whole casual play thing that really works well. I remember once I was going out and in a restaurant, and while I was waiting for my companions to show up, I just pulled out the game and played a couple of minutes worth of making choices, and then just put it away when they came. And it lends itself extremely well to that kind of episodic play because it's told to you in episodes of story. So now, the game does come with a lot of information. The manual is built into the game and the info screen. There's also a lot of, in the lore screen, which I'll show you as part of the what I'm going to go through here. There's tons of information about the cultures, about the gods and goddesses, about Glorantha, the world, about the Dragon Pass, the region. All that is there for you. There's probably the equivalent of like three novels worth of text in this one game, with all the background and everything else that that you can draw upon in deciding how to play your clan. So that is a sort of introductory series of remarks. I'm now going to move into the game. I've basically completed this creation process. I have a clan ready to go, and we will start the game proper. And I will continue describing. Now, the music you hear is from my iPhone 4. Trust me, it sounds much better through headphones. It's orchestral. It's done with an orchestra. And the full soundtrack of the game is free on the internet as well. You can download that as MP3s and listen to it later on, or separate from the game, which you might want to do. Depending on how good you are at understanding the voiceover, some people play with the background music and adventure music on. I won't do that for this podcast. It's sort of, you have to for the initial part, but as the game progresses, you can leave it and just have the music off. I just have sound effects on for the most part. But the background music is really well done, and I do enjoy sometimes playing with the background music on. Just for the tutorial, though, or for this demonstration, I thought it might be clearer for easier to everyone, especially newcomers, without the music. So you'll only hear it for this beginning part, and then it'll sort of fade off, and you won't hear it anymore. All right.
And restart button.
Play the game.
Capital R. Capital R. Nope. Lensk, difficulty. Four to try the remaining King Ford. Victory condition. Capital G. Play.
There we go.
Sacred time 1329. Tendora Clan. Last year, we made the dangerous trek to Dragon Pass and claimed more land than we needed to grow into. We built a clan hall, some steads, and a shrine to Rinalda. But when we left your land, we lost much of our connection with the gods. Other clans we knew back in Earland also sent emigrants to Dragon Pass, so we already had friends and enemies in the new land. It's now time for the annual allocation of our clan magic. Reputation, 50%. Stick picker, king. Proceed, button. Sacred time 1329. Magic.
Alright, so basically, the controls are pretty simple. You can flick left and right through options, through parts of the screen. You can also touch and explore the screen that way and learn the layout of it and learn where to touch to get near wherever the choice you want is. So, and then just double tap, of course, to select, like normal. So it's very simple to play through and interact with this. Now, the background music is still on here. After we're done with Sacred Time, I'm going to turn that off. But I just thought this would be a good way of demonstrating how that works. So I'm going to flick to the right now. We're in the magic screen.
Reserve 7.
We have a reserve of 7.
Our god talkers say that the omens indicate a typical harvest. They heard the sound of contented grunting and said many piglets would be born this year.
Okay, so a pretty auspicious beginning. We have apparently a typical harvest and a good year for pigs, so we might gain a whole bunch of pigs, which are food. That'll translate into cattle, so this land, basically cattle and good are your main currencies in the land, and that's how you're measured by other tribes and can barter for things. So apparently we're going to be hopefully getting some pigs for food. Now, though, we have to decide on how to allocate our magic points. So sacred time, according to the Orlanthe tradition, is a time of year where 2 weeks or thereabouts where time doesn't really exist. You're outside of time, and time sort of stops. And to allow time to start up again, you have to perform all these magical rituals along with all the other clans and everyone on the planet, and those rituals will help shape reality as it unfolds for the next year. So it's a whole different mentality in a lot of ways, hearkening back to more ancient times and things. It's a very rich, woven world of a story, and this is one of the elements of it. So now we have to allocate our magic points. We can also keep them in a reserve for on-the-spot use during the year. And it seems to be a pretty typical year, so
crops one button.
We might put one in crops. You know, always
crops
good to have a little extra in the food department there, so I've checked that box by double-tapping.
Crops two button.
And that would put 2 points in crops.
Mysteries one button.
Mysteries one. I don't think we need mystery. That's when you're trying to learn about rituals and magic and things, and I don't know that we'll be doing that in our first year, necessarily, or that we need to invest a point of magic in that.
Mysteries 2. Diplomacy 1. Button.
Diplomacy with other tribes, possibly. We'd stick
diplomacy
one in there.
One. Diplomacy 3. Quest 1. Button. Quest 2.
We're certainly not going to undertake a hero quest. Those are very risky ventures and shouldn't be undertaken right away.
Health 1. Button.
Might put a point into health.
One. Checked.
Always a wise precaution.
Health two. Trade one. Button.
I don't know if we'll conduct any trades, but we might
trade one.
Put one in there.
Trade two. Herds one. Button.
One into herds.
Herds one. Checked. War two. But war one.
War.
War one. Checked. War advice. Button. Proceed. Button.
Proceed.
Population.
Now we're on the population screen, and before we explore this, I'm going to actually switch you to the control screen, because I'm going to shut down this music now that we're able to. So if you ever want to do any meta options in the game, like getting rid of music, you go
menu.
To
button. Cows. Menu.
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 Double tap on that. That's on the bottom right of the screen, and then the menu pops up.
Tendora Clan. Bottom background. Capital B. Season wheel. Clan.
There's a season wheel, there's clan.
Switch war.
War.
Sea season.
Sea season.
330.
That's the time of year it is.
Farming.
Button. Farming.
Tendora clan. Bob of menu. Population.
Yep.
Oh.
We've slipped off the menu by mistake.
Season wheel. Clan. Okay. War.
War.
Farming. Map. Magic.
Map. Magic.
Lore.
Lore.
Relations.
Relations.
Saga.
Saga.
Trade.
Trade.
Controls.
Controls. So we want controls. I'm double tapping that.
Dragon Pass. 2-0. Copyright 19. Background music. Checked.
Yeah. Unchecked.
Background music.
There we go. Unchecked background music.
Adventure music. Checked.
I'm going to uncheck adventure music. And therefore.
Adventure music. Checked.
Our experience of.
Producer. David. Capital R. Adventure. Sound of capital S. Adventure music. Button.
Yeah, so now they're both just buttons. There are no check marks over them.
Producer. Capital P. R. Background music button.
See, that's just a button as well. So that means both that music options are now unchecked. Actually, we can probably get away with adventure
Reduce
music.
Adventure music.
I just don't want it always in the background as
adventure
we're navigating
music.
These
Checked.
Screens here. So, there, we'll try it this way, a bit of a compromise, because the music is great, and you can get it for free as MP3s, but it's neat to have as part of the game, and when you're more experienced with the game, you'll probably want that on, but just as a concession to all the explanation I'm going to have to do here, we thought we'd shut that down. So,
menu button.
Go back to the
menu
screen. And
season wheel, clan, war button.
So
switches to the war screen.
Our
season
first stop
farming,
is the
map,
population.
Magic, lore, relations, saga, trade, controls, more controls info. Trade, saga, relation, lore, magic, map button. Farming button.
Okay, I believe farming is where we want to be.
Land.
Oh nope. I was wrong.
Capital L. Lima. Cropland. 105, 89.
Oop.
Barley.
I was
wheat,
sliding that.
Rye.
I didn't mean to. So it's set at 105.
Pasture, 55, adjustable.
And pasture is 55.
Slide up or down to adjust the
so
value.
You can increase or decrease the size
land.
Of your farming land, and as opposed to wildlands, pasture, and farm.
Expected for herds. Expected harvest 812. Herds. Expected food. Land.
Okay, so expected
food. Expected harvest, 823 cattle.
And we've got 823 cattle.
Cropland. One barley, wheat, rye. Capital B. 1,646 sheep. 160. Expected herds, 164. 1,646 pigs. Cattle and sheep in pastures. And pigs in wildlands. 50 horses. Pasture. 165. Pasture. 55. Adjustable.
Now,
swipe up or down to adjust the value. 165. Wildlands. 130.
Okay, so we got 130 wildlands. So all those, as you get deeper into the game, you'll be possibly adjusting things in this screen. So you flick left and right to with the voiceover to get to where you adjust, and then up and down adjust the amounts.
Expected hunting. Slaughter. Button. Expected hunting, 16.
Expected hunting, 16. So, hunting is pretty low for now because we don't have...
Slaughter, game in wildlands. Advice, button, menu, button.
Now, on all these screens, including
Toggles
this
menu,
one...
Advice, button.
There's a few, right on the bottom right side of the screen, there's menu, which you can always pop up to get access to the menu, which gets you to all the other screens, or you can get advice, too. Now, when you start this for the first time... another factor that you should be considering here is there's going to be a tutorial that it takes you through. And once you've gone through it once, you never have to go through it again. It's a game center achievement, so that's how they mark in the game whether you've gone through the tutorial. And the tutorial puts another little box on the screen that just takes you through a preset sort of game and helps you make certain choices which illustrate how the game works, and it just kind of is a quick and dirty introduction, takes you to the different screens, sort of shows you what they do, and so it is useful for beginners, but I found it a little annoying having to sort of wrestle with that always there, and so I very much prefer now that I've done the tutorial, I don't have to do it again. But you'll have to go through that once, and then it'll be gone after the first year. And then you can either restart with a brand new, fresh game, or continue the game that is already in progress from the tutorial. So that's up to you. But anyway, just so you're aware of that difference as to what you're hearing here and what you'll experience when you start a very first game. Okay. So...
Menu. Button.
I'm going to go into
toggles the menu.
The
pasture.
Advice
165.
Screen.
Herds. Menu. But cows. 800. Menu. Advice.
There's advice.
Button.
Double tap.
At our food situation seems okay. The expected harvest should last a year.
Okay, so that is our first advisor. And we have a ring, a clan ring of 7 members, typically. It can be less at certain times, but it's ill-advised to have less. Because that affects your magic and other things in the game. So, and you want a really diverse, well-spread-out ring with a good skill set to complement each other. Because each leader, each advisor leader has traits. They're more skilled or more ambitious in certain areas than others. So, example, there's bargaining, there's leadership, there's combat, plants, custom, magic, lore, all these different sort of skills that they could be good at. And who you send to do what depends on what they're skilled at, and their success will be determined by how skilled they are. So it's important to know your people. This game really reminds you of that constantly, that you're playing with a community of people, and it's very important to sort of know the ins and outs of them and not think of them just as game chips, because they're a bit more involved than that. And they'll age and they'll die as the game progresses, and of course children will become adults and the cycle of life continues, and this game simulates all of that. So be aware. So I don't know what I'm doing with the farming screen much at all, so I'm going to get my advice. And the first guy...
Menu. Button. Our food situation seems so... Pasture. Our food situation... 165. Set pasture to... Our food situation seems okay. Our food situation seems okay. The expected harvest should last a year. 100. Wildlands. Expected slaughter. Game and wild. Year answer. Advisor close. But year answer. Chief. Worships Humact.
Okay.
Current advisor. Button.
So this is...
Toggle between advice and info.
Your answer, our chief. And he worships Humax, so he's not worshiping really the god that our tribe worships, I don't think.
Age 60 animals. Good. Bargaining. Fair. Combat. Very good. Custom. Good. Leadership. Excellent. Magic. Good. Worships. Humact.
So I just double-tapped on that button, and it gives that information on that leader. I'll double-tap again, and it goes back to his advice.
Advisor close.
And that's the advisor close button, or we can look to the right, and you get more...
Menu, button, cows, Iscali, Tarkala, Iscali, advisor, button.
Iscali is the next advisor. I'll double-tap on...
More fields or pastures which make it harder for our enemies to sneak upon us.
Okay, so more fields or pastures would make it harder for our enemies to sneak up on us.
Iscali. Age 28 animals. Good. Bargaining. Good. Combat. Very good. Custom. Good. Leadership. Fair. Magic. Very good. Worships. Yermal.
Okay, so she's a magic expert. Pretty young. Worships Yermal, who I don't remember what that...
Or pastures which make advisor close.
I don't remember what
button.
All the gods do. There's so many gods and goddesses here.
Menu. Button. Cows. Tarkarab, advisor, button.
Tarkarab is another advisor.
We need 262 farmers and 210 oxen to work all of our cropland. We have 412 healthy farmers, and 271 of our cattle are strong young oxen.
Okay, so he's saying if we had... we could... Yeah, that's how we could maximize our...
Tarkarab, age 36 animals, good. Bargaining, excellent. Combat, good. Custom, good. Leadership, very good. Magic, good. Worships, Iceries.
So he worships Iceries.
We need 262 farmers and 210 oxen to work all of our cropland. We have 412 healthy farmers, and 271 of our cattle are strong young oxen.
Oh, okay, so we have what we need. We don't have to change anything there. We have that. It's just a matter of not wrecking it by misadventure, going off to war or some other thing. That will reduce our... available assets here. So
advisor close. Menu button. Cows. 8 Qshile. Advisor button.
Let's see about Qshile
here. More fields or pastures which make it harder for our enemies to sneak upon us. Qshile. Age 26 animals. Very good. Bargaining. Very good. Combat. Excellent. Custom. Very good. Leadership. Very good. Magic. Very good. Plants. Good. Worships. Orland.
Okay, so she's an Orland worshiper.
Fields or pastures which make it harder for our enemies to sneak upon us.
And she has the same advice as a previous advisor. So sometimes people don't add anything. They feel it's outside of their expertise and they just won't have any advice. Sometimes they'll have something to say. It all depends on the situation. And it is context sensitive. So as you progress through the seasons and are on different areas, they can give different advice. So I'm going to go and close.
Expected hunting. Slot. Game. Qshy. Advisor. Menu. Advisor close.
Look for the advisor close. It's usually sort of in the bottom area. And double tap that.
Button.
And now the advice, what happens is when you put up these things, it overlays. So the advice was sort of overlaying the underlying dialogue. And that happens a few times in this game. There's another situation with exploration where that is kind of crucial to know as well. So when you finish getting advice, be sure to tap the advisor close button, and that closes down the advice panels and lets you see the rest of the regular screen. So I don't think we really have to do anything here in the farming screen. It's very kind of rare that you do.
Menu. Magic. One. Goods. 140 hertz.
And now I have to find the... here
More.
We are.
Magic.
So...
Button. Farming. Button. Season. One dot war. Button. Clan. Button. Season wheel. Clan. Button.
Okay, so we can go to...
Switches to the clan screen.
Any of those screens. The one that you typically will start off on...
Population.
...is the clan screen, which is where I've just switched us to.
Advice. Button.
And what do we have here?
Farmers. Button. Pop. Capital P. Advice. Button. 303 children. Reorganize. 400 farmers. Button. This is a balanced clan.
Okay, so we got a balanced
Population.
Plan.
Farmers. Button. 412 farmers.
We have 412, 26, so we have 400 farmers.
Reorganize. Button.
We can reorganize the clan.
303 children.
302 children.
Weapon things.
Weapon things.
9 weapon things.
We only have
one
9.
Sick.
And one is sick.
Weapon
okay.
Things.
That's something we should do about right away.
Weapon things.
Weapon things are your sort of main warrior, sort of like knights. They're very powerful.
Recruit.
And yes.
From promising carls. Checked.
And we can either do it from promising carls or outside the clan. And I, whenever possible, you should do it from promising carls because that just helps your harmony of the clan.
9. Adjustable.
9. Let's see if we can get that up
11,
to
12, 13, 14, 14.
Okay, so we can increase that by like 5 to up to 14.
From outside the clan. Button. 14. Offer additional gifts. Weapon Thanes. Dismiss. Weapon Thanes are full-time warriors. They require a horse, twice as much food as a farmer, and annual gifts worth 1 cow. New Weapon Thanes need 3 cows worth of equipment.
Okay, so there's a starting cost of 3 cows worth of equipment for each Weapon Thane you hire. So this move will cost us 15 cows worth of equipment and 1 cow of gifts and stuff per year.
Dismiss. Give parting advice. Recruit. Button.
So we're going to, recruit some...
We were able to raise 5 Weapon Thanes.
Okay, and we got our 5 Weapon Thanes from our promising carls. So,
proceed.
Carls are sort of like nobles in your clan. You have carls, you have the main body of people, some of them become crafters. The richer your clan is in food and stuff, the more you can support crafters and artisans, which will make you goods that you can then sell in the markets. There's a whole bunch of factors like this.
We were able to raise... Proceed.
So I'm going to proceed here.
Population. This is about farmers. 400. Reorgan. 306. Weapon Thanes. 15 Weapon Thanes. The clan moon is reserved. 30 nobles. The farmers feel resolved.
Okay, so our nobles...
10 crafters.
10 crafters, 30 nobles.
The Weapon Thanes feel resolved.
And everyone seems to feel resolved. That's good. If it goes... It can get discomforted, unsettled. That can get kind of dicey.
Hunters. Button. 8 hunters.
Now, I think we'll need...
Hunters.
More
button.
Hunters.
Hunters.
But not too many more, because we need farmers.
Hunters supply the clan with extra meat. Farmers become hunters or hunters return to being farmers. 8. Adjustable.
Okay, let's...
13.
Maybe move that up to 13 for now. I don't want to increase it too drastically until we see...
50.
How...
Advice.
The
button.
Food... Well, let's get advice here, maybe.
We need 333 workers in our fields and pastures. Assign. Close. Button. Iscali. Tarkalop. Advisor. Iscali. Advisor. Button. The important thing about hunting is that it teaches our warriors how to dodge and kill. Advisor. Close. Assign. Button. Advice. Divorces are not uncommon in Orlanthi society. What is uncommon is the screaming rancor that marks the divorce of Orlgird and Inathia. Inathia, who is kin to several wing members of the Blue Spruce clan, insists that Orlgird return her dowry, the exact 10 cows she brought with her, since they were married a decade ago, and those specific cows have long since departed for the land of the dead. Her insistence is less than reasonable.
Okay, so what's happened here? I accidentally hit the assign button, which moved us on to another situation. That was not intentional. I was going to assign those hunters. I believe they were assigned, though, so we haven't done any great scathe to ourselves. We just have about 5 more hunters than we did before. So now we're in a situation where we have a rancorous divorce happening in our community, and we have to decide what to do about it. And she's the woman is requesting her dowry of 10 cows, but those cows, of course, are long dead and cannot be given back to her. So what do you do, right? And this is a situation we now face. So
argue that she is misusing the law. Button.
Argue that she is misusing the law.
Ask the blue spruces to help calm her down. Button.
Ask the blue spruces to help calm her down.
Chide her for making preposterous demands. Button.
Chide her for making preposterous demands.
Help them pay her twice the original dowry. Button.
Have twice the original dowry paid.
Keep the ring out of this mess. Button.
Keep the ring out of this mess. So those are our 5 choices here with this scene.
Advice. Button.
And we can get advice.
Toggle's advisors.
That will hopefully give us some background. Like, in a situation this early in the game, we don't have the background to really make any judgments of our own just yet. So let's see what Oops, I keep forgetting. I have
Alpha.
To play this in landscape
Control.
Mode.
Advice.
So let's see what this...
Portrait. Cog.
Oh.
Double tap to open.
Okay, that skipped out of the...
Contacts.
I've never had Cog. That happen. Okay, there we go. I must have hit the home button.
Landscape. Home button to the left.
All right, so...
This is a balanced clan. Farmers. Button. Feast. Button. Gifts. Total population, 774. Ooh. Total sick, 3. Total wounded, 0. Advice, menu, button. Toggles the menu.
I'm not sure what just happened here. We
farmers,
somehow,
button. 405 farmers, reorganize. 306 children, weapon things, button. 15 weapon things.
Okay, we still have our 15. Yeah, it just jumped out of the app. For some reason, I probably hit the home button, and that was probably what did it. But,
gifts, button, total population,
so we're going
total
to
sick, total wound, advice, menu, button.
Go into the menu. Like, we've somehow escaped this divorce situation. I don't know,
cows,
I don't know quite what the result of that will be.
Food, population, goods, one, magic,
but,
one, weapon things, 15.
It won't be too long before we have another such
more
choice.
Info, but controls,
so
trade,
if we
button.
Go to...
Pandora Clan, bottom back, advice, menu, button. Capital M. Magic. Button. Map. Button. Switches to the map screen.
If we go to the map screen and maybe do some exploring, that might be a good
unknown
next
hex.
Move.
Unknown hex. Unknown
doesn't
hex.
Really matter where.
Unknown hex. Unknown menu.
It can be button. Useful to explore our own
kula menu.
Or house.
Explore. Explore. Button.
Yeah, that might be what we do.
Explore.
So I click explore.
Unknown hex. Unknown hex. Exploration background. PNG. Unknown hex. Explore. Argrind. Argrind. Button. Choose a leader.
Okay. Now, our leaders... I'm gonna...
P-Clitter BG.
Go to...
Who leads the exploration part? Choose. Button. Filter. Combat. Adjustable.
Now, the filter is automatically set for combat.
Time to adjust the value. Bargaining. Animals. Animals.
And because we're exploring our own Tula...
Combat. Custom.
I'm thinking maybe custom might be the...
Filter. Custom. Adjustable. Gareth. Animals. Good. Bargaining. Good. Custom. Excellent. Leadership. Very good. Magic. Good. Plants. Good. Worships. Langer MHY.
Okay, maybe we should choose him, because he's got really good knowledge of custom, and he might
filter.
Know...
Custom. Choose. Button.
Where stuff is hidden on our own Tula, so... That's my reasoning
filter,
for choosing
custom,
him.
Selected. Filter. Custom. Choose. Button. Who leads the exploration party? Unknown hex. Unknown hex. Explore hex. Unknown hex. Explore slowly. Button. 30. Footman. 50. We have weapon things. One. Gareth. Button. Gareth. Gareth. Button. Weapon things. One. 3. 5. 7.
We'll seven, send,
6. 5.
Maybe 5 weapon things.
We have no parties exploring. Capital W, 15. Footman,
and
10. Adjusted,
footman.
13. 16, 19.
Maybe 19 footmen.
30. Explore slowly. Button.
Yeah, we'll explore, slowly,
explore slowly,
slowly and
explore,
carefully.
Explore. Explore quickly. Menu. Explore. Button.
And now, here's one of these situations where what's happened is one dialogue has opened... over top of another. So there is an original dialogue that opens with the exploration screen. And once you hit the explore button, you're originally on the map, and once you hit the explore button, that originally pops up. Then you have to set the exploration spot, which we're leaving as the default, which is our own Tula. So we didn't have, otherwise you'd have to find an unknown hex or another hex and double tap on the map to select that hex. And that will move the exploration cross to that hex. Then you find the explore button, and there's two, because there's the original explore button that was part of the original dialogue. And then to the right of the menu button, or flicking farther to the right, you will come to another explorer button, which is the one you have to hit to initiate that exploration. There are a few other situations where that kind of thing happens. So if it seems like there's no way to sort of continue, you're probably hitting the wrong instance of a button, where you'll find two instances of it on the screen. And it's usually the one farther to the right of the menu thing that you want to hit. So I'm going to hit that, double tap on it now.
As your people explore your Tula, you find many unusual features. One of these is a cave. The cave is inhabited by large, armored rodents with huge mouths filled with teeth. Each as sharp as a needle. The creatures swarm out of the cave and attack the Carls who found the cave, injuring several of them. The people are worried that these creatures will cause more harm.
Okay, so this exploration has resulted in this situation of these really strange, nasty creatures, apparently, on our own Tula. And they have sharp little teeth and they're injuring our Carls. So now,
block the cave entrance.
We can block the cave entrance.
Have Ice Galley lure them away with trickster magic. Button. Find outsiders to exterminate the creatures. Button. Order your weapon thanes to exterminate the creatures. Button. Shrug and go about your business. Button. Advice. Button.
Okay, so we got those five options, or we can get advice, which I think I'll get at this stage.
We need some kind of magic solution to this infestation.
Okay, so that...
Your answer.
That's
chief.
Your... That's
worships
our chief.
Current advisor. Button.
He worships a war god.
Toggle between advice and info.
That's interesting. So he's saying, no, we need some sort of magic here. He doesn't think our weapon things can do this.
We'll
see what Ascali has to say.
Just let me play my little pipe for them. Please. Ascali worships Urimal. Current advisor. Button.
Worships Urimal. He's saying, just let me play that my little pipe for them.
Tarkala. Advisor. Button. Tarkala. Why risk getting bitten ourselves when we can find someone to do it for us? Tarkala worships Isaries.
Okay, so he's saying, look, Isaries is the god of diplomacy, so of course he's saying, why should we risk injury ourselves? Let's get someone else to do it for us.
Qushaya, advisor.
Qushaya, let's see what she said.
The Weeping Thanes say that this is a matter for the Carls to deal with. They are not rat catchers. Qushaya worships Orland.
Okay, so
button.
Weapon Thanes themselves aren't too ready to just jump into this.
Bongrinus, advisor. They won't be easily dealt with. Bongrinus worships Lahanker MHY.
Okay,
current
so he's
advisor.
Saying they won't be
Ranger, advisor.
Easily
button.
Dealt with.
The Carls say that this is a killing matter, and thus the responsibility of the Weeping Thanes. Ranger worships Jelana Roy, current advisor.
Okay, so we've got the Carls and the Weeping Thanes each saying that no, this is a matter for the other.
Lika, advisor, button. These things are called rebel runners. They multiply like mad and are very dangerous. The only way to get rid of them is to kill each and every one of them. Lika worships Zinalda, current advisor.
Okay, so she knows a little more about this thing and says, look, you know, these are pretty dangerous. You have to kill them all, or they'll just keep...
Your answer.
Multiply
chief.
Them.
Iskali, advisor, button, Tarkala, capital T, Iskali, your answer, Lika worships
all right,
these things,
so.
Lika, capital L, shrug and go up, Lika, these things, Lika, your answer, Iskali, Tarkala, Qushai, Bongrinus, Ranger, advisor, close.
So button. We'll close off the advices.
Info.
Always good
button.
To see you close that first.
I.
Before you move on.
Advice, button, A. Shrug and go about your business. Order your weapon thanes to exterminate the creatures. Button.
So we can give our weapon thanes a bit of practice exterminating the creatures.
Capital O. Find outsiders to exterminate the... Capital F. Have Iskali lure them away with trickster magic. Button.
Or have Iskali lure them away with trickster magic. I'm not sure. Given that they can multiply, I don't know that might... would be the correct assessment.
Block the cave entrance. entrance. Button. Have Ice Gallic find outsiders to exterminate, or do your weapon things to exterminate the creatures. Button.
I think we're going to call our weapon things into action here. Try,
Yeah. Find outsiders to exterminate. Have Ice Galley lure them away with trickster
magic.
Let's
see about trickster magic. Let's try this here.
Have Ice Galley lure them away with trickster magic.
So we made our choice. I double-clicked that. Now we'll see what happens.
He pranced about the cave mouth, singing a song which he said was an irresistibly salacious tune in the language of the killer rodents. It seemed absurd. But the rodents formed a line and followed Ice Galley as he danced away from the borders of Artula and towards those of the Genesni clan.
Okay, so he's succeeded in getting these creatures to follow him towards the border of an enemy clan.
Done.
The Genesni clan, which I didn't know were enemies. So now,
Sora Gutzler, a traitor priestess of Isaris the Talking God, comes to offer you what she says is a great treasure. The treasure is in Alta's oven. Bread cooked in the oven requires 1/20th less grain than ordinary bread. Sora expects you to name a price. Dicker with her. Going no higher than 40 cows worth of goods. Button. Dicker with her. Going no higher than 60 cows. Button. Offer to trade her your treasure for the oven. Button. Politely decline her offer. Give her refuse to dicker. Offer 40 cows. Button. Refuse to dicker. Offer 60 cows. Button. Advice. Button. Info. Button.
So now, we've got one situation changing to another now. We have this oven, this treasure. Occasionally in the game, you will be offered treasures, and these will help you in playing the game in various ways. And this one here is a magic oven that reduces the amount of grain needed to make bread, which could be very useful in food shortages. I'm thinking we might want this. The question is, what do we do? Do we charge? Do we trust this lady who's offering this treasure? What do we know about her? How much do we offer for it? We have quite a lot of cattle. We could probably afford 60 cattle if we have to. But I'm thinking what we might want to do here is get advice.
Dicker with her. Dicker with her. Offer to trade her. Politely refuse to refuse to advise. Button.
Let's get advice.
It's about time we did something to lessen woman's work around here. Advisor Cook, Ice Galley. Advisor.
Okay, so the chief says there's less of women's work around here.
Let's hand our wealth on an oven, when we might get the opportunity to buy a great sword like Chaos Striker.
Okay, the next advisor thinks we should wait and not get the oven.
Advisor Cook, Takara. Advise, I feel ready to deal with her, as long as we are certain of a maximum price.
Okay, so she's saying we can deal as long as she knows the maximum
Gutzler,
price.
Dicker with her. Going no higher than 40. Sora Gutzler. Dicker with her. Going no higher than 40 cows worth of. Dicker with her. Going no higher than 60 cows.
So let's try this. Let's dicker with her. Going no higher than 60 cows.
Dicker with her. Going no higher than 60 cows. We bargained well, and soon we were enjoying the oven's delightful bread, which always remained warm for hours. Done.
Okay, so we got the oven, and we bargained well.
Unknown hex.
And that's those two situations.
Unknown hex.
Now we're back on this map thing.
Unknown hex. Menu.
Where
Button.
We have an exploration
Todd
party out. All right, I guess they're back. They've found their little adventures.
Unknown hex.
So we might want to...
Unknown hex.
Move
menu.
To...
Menu. Explore
a new hex. Let's do that. So I've hit the explore button once, and that makes the music, like you double tap to select it. Now the next dialogue is up here. So we're going to move.
Unknown hex. Unknown positioned exploration cross.
See, and it tells you when you've moved the positioned exploration cross, right? So we've moved our exploration hex.
Explore button.
Now I'm going to the bottom right. I've hit the explore button, but I didn't hit it twice because I just wanted to get to that
menu
section of
explore quickly button. Explore
the screen
button. Selected explore slow 30
of the map.
Seven,
and now we've got to make all these choices. So
Argrind. Exploration
getting back
background.
From the beginning
DNG.
Of this
Argrind.
Little section.
Argrind button.
And first thing is, who's going to
leave? The exploration choose button. Filter. Combat. Adjustable.
Should combat.
Bargaining.
Maybe,
animals. Bargaining. Combat. Custom.
Maybe custom.
Gareth.
And we'll choose Gareth.
Filter. Choose button.
And now.
Filter. Custom. Adjustable. Unknown hex. Unknown hex. Unknown hex. Unknown hex. Exploration. Exploration crop. Exploration. Gareth. Gareth. Weapon
so
things.
Gareth is
one.
Our leader.
Adjustable.
I'm
going to
give him
five,
maybe...
7, 9.
8, 9 weapon things.
We have no parties. 15. Footman. 10. Adjustable. 13. 16. 19. 22.
20 footmen. Yeah, 22 footmen.
We have no party weapon things. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Maybe 5 weapon things.
We have 15 footmen. 30. Explore selected. Explore norm. Explore slowly.
Let's say explore selected. Slowly.
Explore slowly.
And
exploration background. PNG. Exploration background. Exploration background. Exploration background. Exploration back. 30. Set footmen to the maximum value. Explore button.
And explore. And there he goes. So that party, is now off.
Menu button.
And get the menu up. We don't want to deal with the map anymore.
Farming button. Fire season. 1,230.
So we're in fire season. That's a couple of seasons we've gone through here. Every choice you make and stuff, it does take time. So as you reorganize your clan, as you do various things, you are taking time. And you can make, I think it's 2 choices per season or something like that. Or initiate 2 things per season, then it moves to the next season. So fire season is now upon us, and that's less concern for farming and more for going about exploring and doing other things. So this is a good time to explore. I hope we don't get raided.
Farming, button, map, button, magic. Button.
And magic, we
lore.
I don't see much point in dealing with
switches
this here.
Switches to the lore screen. Relations.
Relations.
Saga. Button.
Saga.
Trade. Button.
Trade.
Controls. Button.
And
switches to the control screen.
So basically,
trade. Button. Saga.
We
button.
Can do any of these.
Switches to the saga screen.
Things. And I'm wondering about that Genesny clan.
Relations.
That
button.
We accidentally.
Clan filter. Known clans. And Mangarn. Neighbor.
Set our the Genesny clan was the one that the rodents or whatever they were sort of led towards.
Apple. Black Rock. Blue Spruce. Brown Bull. Ill Kendall. And Hill. Grey Fog. Hillhaven. Genesny. Neighbor.
So they're neighbors. Do we know much about them?
Menu. Button. Advice. Button. Emissary. Button. Genesny. They are known for their collection of ancient texts. Their chief is Arnbord. We are feuding with them.
Okay, so we're feuding with them. That's why we sent them the rats. We could choose to do something to try to stop the feud, or we can just leave it. Like, that's an option there. Since we're already feuding with them, we don't sort of have to do anything. If we don't want to stop the feud.
Woodpecker. Wolf. Woodpecker. Genesny. They're known for their collection. Emissary. Advice. But menu. Button. Advice. Button.
Let's see what our advisors have to say.
Heard encouraged us to get along with our neighbors. Menu. Button. Cows. 8. Bongrinus. Advisor. Button. If we have friendly neighbors, we'll be able to support more temples. Bongrinus worships Lhankar MHY.
Okay.
Current advisor.
So he's
emissary.
Saying...
Button. Bongrinus. Advisor. Menu. Cows. Ranger. Advisor. We should try to end our feuds.
We should try. So everyone seems to be
advisor,
saying...
Advisor. Menu. But cows.
That...
Lika. Advisor. Our best friends are the Ilkenvili, and the Genesny hate us the most.
Okay, so the Ilkenvili like us the most, the Genesny hate us the most. So we could try and end this feud that is existing between the Genesny and ourselves.
Lika, advisor cloak. Bongrinus, population. Bongrinus. Menu. Cows. Your answer. Iskali. Food. Takara. Kushaya. Population. Bongrinus. Ranger. Goods. What? Magic. Weapon thing. Food. I scout. Your answer. Cows. Menu. Advisor close.
Yeah, we'll close the advice panel.
Advice.
And
button. Emissary. Button.
Might send an emissary.
Send to. Bring. Argrind. And Mangarn. Nate. Weapon things. Goods. Weapon. Fort. Result. Proposal. Selected. Demand. Ask for. Ask for. Ask for. Ask for. Call on favor. Goal. Horses, one hunt, argrind, cattle, woodpecker, wolf, turtle, squat, rank, rex, usk, ornad, mary, lisa, monas, cardarvi, girandel, select, hillhaven, selected, genesny.
Okay,
neighbor.
So it was, I just want to make darn sure that genesny was selected.
Food, footman, one hunt, 10, goods, zip, weapon tank, 45, resolve feud, propose alliance, selected, give gifts.
Okay, so we're going to start with gifts.
Demand tribute, selected, give gifts.
To try and soften their animosity towards us and maybe eventually resolve this feud.
Propose alliance. Resolve feud.
I don't know how deep this feud is, so...
45. Weapon tanks. 3. Adjustable. 4. 5. Goods. 0. Adjustable. 28.
We'll send...
140. Footman. 5. Adjustable. Swipe up or 8, 11, 14, 17. Food, 0, adjustable, 28, 56, 84, 56.
Okay, we're sending like 84 food.
30. We have no emissaries en route. 281. 2. Blacktail the bull. Arnold is oven. Advice. Button. Send. Button.
And we'll send that party. And we'll see what happens here.
The Genesny Patrol escorted us to their clan hall, but Arnbord, their chief, refused to accept our gifts. He said that he would not violate a Herald's sanctity, but he would reconsider this if we were still in their Tula the next morning. Argrind. Close. Button. Advice. The priests and priestesses are outraged. Someone has snuck into the temple of Rinalda and left a crude, moss-covered effigy right in the middle of it. The people are concerned that this is a curse, or some other form of bad magic.
Uh-oh.
Convince people it is wise to leave the effigy right where it is. Button.
So we have an effigy being left in one of our temples, and now it's, what do we do? We can convince people that it's wise to leave it right where it is.
Dedicate statue to Yermal and move it to its own sacred hunt. Button. Capital D. Destroy and conduct a ritual to purify the temple. Button. Destroy and have the chief publicly beat Iskali to show the clan's displeasure. Button. Sneak it into another clan's best temple. Button. Advice. Button.
Yeah. Let's get some
Since
advice.
This involves magic, not beer or cattle, I am inclined to let Iskali have his way here. Advisor, Iskali. Advisor, button. There's no big mystery. I put the effigy there. In tribute to Yermal the trickster god, it will help us to overcome the skepticism of others. Advisor, Tarkalab. Advisor, the people are disturbed by this strange thing, and will be pleased to see Iskali punished. Advisor, Qushaya. Advisor, send Iskali to sneak it into the Raxdanti temple. Advisor, Bongrinus. Advisor, Iskali has promised to obey the chieftain. The chief is responsible for any untoward actions he might take. Advisor, Ranger. Advisor, it will defile the temple if we don't move it, but Yorma will curse us if we do. Lika. Advisor, if another clan catches us putting this thing in their temple, they will have good cause to hate us.
Yes.
Advisor, your answer, chief. Iskali. Your answer, advisor, close.
So, in balance, the advice
the
seems to be...
The priestesses are outraged. Someone has snuck, convinced people it is wise to leave the... Dedicate statue to Yermal and move it to its own sacred hut. Button.
Maybe we should move this to its own sacred hut. Hopefully that'll be enough
Dedicate
to...
Dedicate statue to Yermal and move it to its own sacred hut. Iskali said Yermal was pleased with his new shrine and would continue to overcome the skepticism of others for us, at least for a while. Done. Button.
So hopefully that has resolved that situation.
Clan filter. Known clans. Adjustable.
Our Slide emissaries...
Time to adjust the value.
Didn't resolve the feud, but it was worth a try. So maybe the next move should be to send them to that Oakenfeely...
Known clans. Alliances. Favors we owe. Favors due. Feuds. Feuds. Our tribe. All tribes. All tribes.
Okay, I'm looking feuds. At a filter
Favors
selection
due.
Here.
Favors we owe. Alliances.
And...
Known clans. Magic. Zero. Capital N. Weapon thing. Mag goods. Population. Food. 600. Population. Food. Cows. Menu. Advice. Emissary. Button. Advice. Button.
So.
Menu. Button.
That's sort of the clan screen.
Menu.
Kind of works. We saw a bit of that before we got into the choices. So, we've done quite a lot this year. We haven't looked at the magic screen yet, or the lore
clan filter
screen.
No, menu. Clan filter. No, and Mango. Apple. BlackRock. Apple. And Mangarn. Neighbor. Apple. BlackRock. Blue Spruce. Brown Boar.
Well, I meant to get out of
menu,
this.
Button.
There, double tap
menu.
The menu. It toggles, and it's not always possible to tell whether it's up or down. So.
Magic. Button.
There we are. Now we've got
map,
the
button.
Menu.
Farming.
And,
Earth season. 1003. War.
It's
button.
Earth season.
Clan. Button. Season wheel. Button.
And we might just advance the season.
Season. Advice. Sadrifel. One of the explorers you sent to the far northwest reports back. We found a land called Tarsh. They are a little different from us, but still know the laws and stories of the gods. Wild air. We were approached by an odd and dandyish fellow who called himself the Prince of Masks. He said that if we gave him silver and gems worth 50 cows, that he would visit a magical catastrophe upon any clan in Dragon Pass we chose. Agree to his proposal. Button. Bargain with him. Button. Forget the incident. Button. Send a party to attack him. Button. Tell another clan about him. Button. Advice. Button.
See, we have another
Title
choice to make here. Do you want to visit the, talents of a mischievous magic user on another clan? We can do so for 50 cows, or we can tell another clan about him, or ignore the incident.
Tell another clan about advice.
And I might see what the advisors say.
We should curry favor with another clan by telling them of this opportunity to harass their foes. Advisor close. Button.
Okay, so that's one option.
There is much to admire in this fellow.
Okay, the trickster worshipper says much to admire this fellow.
Advisor Chakra. Advice. He is a haughty fellow, and will be offended if we try to bargain with him.
So they don't think bargaining is wise.
Hire him to curse one of our enemies. Hiring foreign magicians to vex one's foes is not illegal, but I can't think of any great kings or heroes who would have done such a thing.
So it's not very kingly, apparently, to do this.
Advisor Ranger. Advisor. If the rest of you want to fiddle with foreign magicians, so be it. Just don't go raiding now, when the farmers are working hard in their fields to provide the clan with food.
Okay, so this is a time when you really shouldn't go raiding.
Advisor Lika. Advisor. He hasn't told us exactly what he would do to our enemies. His offer is too vague, and we have no assurances that his magic even works.
Yeah, so we're not really sure about this guy.
He hasn't told us Lika. Worship, capital L. He hasn't told Lika. Tell another clan. Send a party to attack him. Button.
So we might maybe tell another clan.
Tell another clan about him. Button. Tell another clan. Which clan? And Mangarn. Nate. BlackRock. Blue Spruce. Ilkenville. And Hilly. Nate. Which clan? And Mangarn. BlackRock. Blue Spruce. Ilkenville. Neighbor.
Ilkenville is our neighbor, so maybe we'll tell them about it.
And Hilly. Neighbor. Selected. Ilkenville. Neighbor. Great Fox. Which clan? Tell another clan about him. And Black, Blue, Select, and Hillary. Great Fox, Jeunesse, Monas, Risset, Ormad, Rangan, Squadro, Proceed, Advise, Proceed. Tell another clan about him. They thanked us for helping them. They said they would encourage this magician to strike against the Ormad Nasty, who had recently offended them. Once the curse had taken effect, they would tell their foes that they had ordered it. Done. Button. Jonander, a young, energetic farmer, on the road to prosperity, asks the clan council for help. He claims that his stud is haunted. Objects move about. Wailing noises come from nowhere. Jonander's wife and child have even seen an apparition. The people are afraid that their stud will be haunted. 2. Build Jonander a new stead. Button. Conduct a divination. Button. Launch a legal claim against the ghost. Button. Resign yourselves to the haunting. Button. Send 4 shamans to banish the ghost. Button. Advice. Button. Toggles advice. visors. We must add visor close. But Jarnander, a young, energy, Bill Jarnander, conducted it. Launch a eagle, resign yourself. Send four shamans, your answer. We must know more of the situation. Every time we try and fail, the people will grow more fearful. Your answer.
Okay, so he's saying we should know more.
Jarnander must have forgotten the name of one of his ancestors. Let us make sport of his foolishness. Ice Chakala. Q Child. Advisor. Our magic is weak. A divination will waste time and disappoint the people. Our magic is weak. Q Child. Send four shamans. Q Child. Our magic is weak. A divination will waste time and disappoint the people. Q Child. Worship. Thangritas. Advisor. Button. Harbader Farsi once conducted a case against a spirit. So there may be precedents for outlawing the ghost. First, we should learn why it is here. Thangritas worships Lahankar M.H.Y.
Okay, so
Ranger. Advisor. Button. The calls want a peaceful answer to this problem, so that the ghost will not interfere with the harvest. Ranger worships Chalana.
Okay,
Rico.
So
advisor.
Whatever happens, they want it peaceful.
By almost fiery beard, we cannot let a mere will-o'-the-wisp mock us in our very homes. Lika worships Rinalda.
Okay, so he's saying you
can't. Almost, Lika, send for, resign yourselves to the haunting. Send four shamans to banish the ghost.
So
button.
We should probably
resign yourselves to the haunt. Launch a legal claim against the, resign. Send four shamans
get
to shamans banish the ghost.
To banish the ghost here.
Send four shamans to, shamans come and say they will banish the ghost for the low price of 15 cows worth of goods. Do you accept? Yes. Button.
Yeah, I guess we better.
Send four shamans to banish. We accepted the arrangement. They danced around Jarnander's dead, banged on a drum, and ate a brew of moss and lichens. Their eyes rolled back in their heads, and they spoke to the ghost. The bangings of the ghost stopped. The shaman said they had banished it. Done. Button. Clan filter. Known clans. Adjustable.
Okay, so it looks
slide
like
up or down to adjust the value.
We've gotten rid of this ghost. I guess we'll see about that. So that gives you a flavor of the style of play of this game. It's all about choices and keeping track of various factors and learning about all these different clans and what they specialize in and what they're, you learn more about their chiefs and their the personalities behind them. There's a lot of information in this
15.
Game.
Menu.
What I might do here is just show you
menu.
A very important screen.
Relations. Lore.
Called the lore screen.
Switches to the lore screen. Myth.
So we have it divided up into sections. There's myth. There's
history and culture.
History and culture.
Myth. How things began. Details.
And how things began. All these are myth. So we know details about how things began. There are different levels of knowledge of different things. And especially when you go to conduct hero quests, that's important. The more knowledge you know, the more information is in these sections, and the more, the bigger the stories are that there are to read.
The sword story. Details.
We know details of the sword story.
How things began. The contests. Details.
And we know details about that. That's lower level knowledge. There's also, you can learn secrets.
The Storm Age. Details. The making of the Storm Tribe. Hunak the Champion.
Okay, so these are ones we don't know details about. We just know the basic myth.
The making of the Storm Tribe.
And I'm going to compare two of them here.
The Storm Age. Details.
So we'll do
the making of the Storm Tribe.
The making of the Storm Tribe.
The making of the Storm Tribe. Heading level 1. Arnold urges Orlanth, who is jealous of the Emperor and his fire tribe, to make a tribe to rival theirs. Orlanth overcomes various tests to convince rival clans to join together, and the Storm Tribe is born. Close.
Okay, let's see how short that is. That's basically
myth.
Something we know, we don't know a lot about.
History and how things began. The sword story. Details.
On the other hand, something
the contests.
Like
details.
The contests.
The contests. Heading level. Orlanth challenges Yaun the Emperor to a series of contests. One of dancing. One of magic. And one of music. Each time he is denied by the conservative All Gods. Even though his performances are better than Yaun's, then the War of the Gods begins. In the final test, the test of battle, Orlanth takes the new weapon called Death and slays Yaun. Details. Button.
Now.
Toggle different levels of detail.
Okay, so this toggle different levels of detail. So we have detail. That's the basic story. If we click this button.
Details. Called Death. Which was a new weapon. With it, Orlanth proved that he was superior. The judges fled in terror, leaving the field to the Storm God. This ended the contests. Orlanth not only had command of weapons, he had command of the world. Sword. Link. Orlandsi that enraged and roamed the world, until finally he got another chance with a new... Orlandsi that enraged and roamed the world, until finally he got another chance with a new contest. This was a contest of weapons. The emperor had never held a contest of weapons before. But he wanted to show off his great vow. Yang took his bow and shot far-flying arrows to the edge of the world, and the judges acted as if he had already won. Orland then took up a... sword. Link. Called Death, which was a new weapon. With it, Orland proved that he was superior. The judges fled in terror, leaving the field to the Storm God. This ended the contests. Orland not only had command of weapons, he had command of the world.
So, much more detail. I actually have to flick through passages of this larger myth. And there's
sword.
Also a link here.
Sword.
Link. Will take...
A pathetic fellow called Yormo finds a new weapon called Death, and uses it to slay Grandfather Mortal. He shows it to Orland's brother, Hunact, who takes it from him. Despite Hunak's attempts to control it, use of the weapon spreads. And soon killing becomes commonplace.
That's the basic myth of the sword.
Details.
But if I expand this again...
Details.
Details. I'm just looking for the...
In the old days, there was no death or violence. There was simply no need for it. There was more than enough room for everything to grow without limit. And everything did. Vorya was born the first time when Earth peaked above the ancient sea. When Arnaldo was grown, there was the Green Age. When she had enough golden grain to hoard, then there was the Golden Age. When people had not enough food, they began to quarrel over it. Then the goddess invented gold, and tried to use it to pacify her people. It only gave them more to be greedy for. Greed became so great that even the gods were infected. Especially Yelm, who wanted all the gold for himself. Fighting broke out among the gods. At first for greed, but later for revenge, anger, and hatred. This was called the God's War. There was a god named Yormal who did not have much going for him. He was less than a stick piker, because he had no kin, no friends, and no place to live. He had no ring. Yormal always desperately wished to impress his betters. When the God's War became very violent, he was hiding in the dark place, and he saw something which he had not seen before, so he took it. He went to the first person he saw, who was Grandfather Life. The first person, Yormal asked Grandfather if he wanted to try out this new thing. Grandfather would have refused, but he had previously passed up chances to be Master of Thunder and Lord of Mirror Polishing, and he was sorry he had lost those powers. He agreed to try out Yormal's new find. And so Grandfather became Grandfather Mortal when he died. He was the first person to ever die, and because of that all of us descendants must die. Yormal went then to Hunact to show him the death thing. Hunact was a god, and he did not have any misunderstanding about it. He used it first to sever his ties from his kin, and so he absolved his king for the heinous deeds which he, the god of death, would do after that. Orland was so moved that he has always respected Humact for his honor and fierce code, and gives him a place on the ring even though he is a foreigner. When Orland saw the new thing wielded by Humact, he wanted to use it in one of his contests against the emperor. He took it to the weapon contest. Yaun loosed his far-flying arrows. Then Orland wielded death, in the shape of a sword. And so the emperor was the first god to die, howling. The emperor fled on the trail which grandfather had taken, and hid in the underworld. One day Orland scolded Yormal, and so Yormal tricked Orland with a copy, and took back the sword, Death. Then Yormal lost it in a guessing game as part of a wager with Warlord Elf. Elf enchanted it to be an axe, and cut down his dwarf foes. For a laugh, Yormal tripped Warlord Elf and the weapon fell into the hands of Iron Man, the dwarf hero. He then cut down the elves. Yormal offered to make many copies for him, and greedy Iron Man agreed, confused by so many. Iron Man did not miss the original Death which Trickster stole. Then many gods got a hold of the weapon, and they were quick to use it. In this way the power of death was passed among all of the tribes and all of the gods who wished to wield such a thing, and death was held prisoner without honor. When Orland and the Lightbringers reached the edge of the world, they had to enter into the underworld to continue their travel. At that place, where sky, earth and sea meet, Orland gave up his possession and attachment to death, and he named Humact to be the honorable wielder of it. In this way Orland gained entry into the land of the dead, and with that judgment Humact gained control of death once again. Details. Button. Close. Button.
So that is
myth.
A story, an examination of how this works. So there's other, you can also learn another level of detail called secrets, which gives you even more detail about how the myth unfolded originally. And that's really helpful when you try and do hero quests. Hero quests involve sending a representative into the land of the gods, and that representative has to try and reenact the event that the god of the hero quest in question went through. So you have to make choices, and you cannot refer to information during these choices. You have to know this stuff ahead of time at least the stuff pertinent to the hero quest you're going to undertake, and then try to, as close as possible, follow the path of the gods with your choices. If you can do that, there are still surprises. There are still things that are going to try and throw you off. And also, there's chance involved. Your leaders, whoever you might send in, might not be strong enough to overcome, to affect the hero quest successfully. So there's that chance for failure as well. So just because you, even if you fully know your stuff, it doesn't mean you'll succeed. It just means it much, much, much more likely that you will benefit from the hero quests. And hero quests can give you some tremendous rewards in the game that can help your clan prosper. So that that gives you a sense of the scope of this. And all that's just one of several myths. You looked at three myths, the making of the Storm Tribe, the details of that, and then the sword myth, which was sort of connected to that, and all these are sort of woven together as you go through. So there's a lot of background, a lot of learning, a lot of interesting reading, and it's a story game. It's for people who like story as much as they like play. I hope that you guys find this interesting. We're going to proceed another year here because one of the things that I think we should look at is combat and battles.
Relations.
And
lore.
How that works.
Magic. Map. Farming. Dark season. War. Button. Clan. Season wheel.
We're going to spin the season wheel to advance.
Advice. Varsens. A traitor of the Amangarn clan comes to you requesting the aid of your Yorlo worshippers. You have a trickster on your ring, and thus can help me. I wish you to place a spell of confusion upon a trading partner, mineral of the Anhili clan, so that she will become confused and offer me an absurd number of sheep for my magical treasure when next I negotiate with her. I will give you 10 cows for this service.
So this is a shady deal that you can undertake. And, basically, get a, 10 cows for our trickster's participation in this obviously shady deal. He wants a lot more cows than he's naturally due for this treasure, and I'm disinclined to do this.
Accept his offer. Button. Ask for higher compensation. Perform the ritual. Asking refuse him. Perform the ritual. Asking nothing in return. Refuse him. Then warn. Refuse him. Button. Refuse him. Then warn Minera. Button.
We're going to refuse him and warn Minera.
Refuse him. Then warn Minera. Minera thanked us for our warning and said she had a trick in store for Varsens. She gifted us with some flutes and whistles. Not long afterwards, word reached us that Varsens had been maneuvered into a bad trade with Minera and blamed us for alerting her to his plans. Done. Button. Myth.
All right, so we've...
History and culture. How things begin. Menu. Relations. Button. Lore. Button. Magic. Map. Farming. Storm season. War. Button.
And it's a storm season.
Switches
so
to the war screen.
We should be able to conduct a raid here.
Warriors. Fortifications. 174 footmen. State perimeter. Weapon thanes. Button. 15 weapon thanes. Weapon thanes. Button.
Let's even get a few more weapon thanes.
Weapon thanes. Recruit. From promising car, 15. Adjustable, 17. 19. 19. From outside, 19.
Many, but we can get up to 19.
Weapon thanes. Dismiss. Give parting advice. Recruit. Button.
So we'll recruit.
We promoted four farmers to weapon thanes.
Weapon thanes.
Proceed. Button. Raids. Warriors. Fortifications.
And then we'll see about doing a raid here.
Population. Goods. What popular food? Cows. Menu. Advice. Fortify. Raid. Button. Cattle raid. Raided by. Cattle raid. Button. Cattle raid. Raiders. Amangarn. Neighbor. Black Rock. Blue Sprout. Ilkens. Anhill. Gray Fox. Genesny. Neighbor.
We're still enemies with Genesny, so I think we're going to raid them.
Close.
Just
button.
To...
Cattle raid. Button. Storm Seed. Advice. Genesny. 25. Footman. 19. Weapon Thanes.
Okay,
9.
So...
Squad Oak. Randini. Neighbor. Orladnist. Neighbor. Listening. Orladnist. Randit. Squad Oak. Weapon Thanes. 9. 11. 19. Footman. 6. Adjust. 9. 12. 15. 18. 21. 24. 25.
25 weapons.
Genesis. Bear advice. Button. Storm season 1000. Catalade. Close. Button. Catalade. Button. We had to abandon our catalade against the Genesni because their weapon thanes were exploring in the direction of Artula. They saw us, so we left before they could summon the Furt.
Oh boy. Okay, so we couldn't raid.
Your answer. Close. Button. The Listens have decided they will no longer be regular trading partners. They said they were not profiting as much as they'd expected by trading with us. Perhaps Tarkala. The Listen. Tark. Close. Button. Sacred Time 1330. Tandora Clan. Last year, 31 babies were born. We initiated 19 children as adults. The clan has 21 more people, 21 more head of cattle, and 2 more horses than we did last Sacred Time. We produced 966 and 8797 bushels of food. 81 were lost due to spoilage. Our crafters produced 45 cows worth of goods. Our market made a profit of 38 cows worth of goods. Maintaining our shrines and temples took 6 cows and goods worth 12 cows. Reputation, 50. Stick picker. Reputation, 50%.
So we're still at 50% reputation after
stick
our first
king.
Year.
Proceed. Button. Sacred Time 1000. Magic. Reserve 7. Our god talkers forecast that the next harvest will be a good one. Several of them walked beside our ancestors in Sacred Time and learned that the ancestors needed sacrifices so that they would be able to keep our clan magic strong.
Okay, so we should sacrifice to our ancestors. All right, so got a couple of things to accomplish this year. I'm going to do certainly the magic screen. We're going to explore that. I'm going to show you how to interact with that. And also the war screen, and then that'll sort of be probably where I leave this tutorial.
Crops so, 1, but crops 2.
In view of that...
Mysteries 1, button.
I will put...
Mysteries 1,
in
check.
Mysteries.
Diplomacy 1,
and
diplomacy 2, diplomacy, quests 1, but quests, health 1,
in,
health 2, button.
In,
trade 1, button. Trade 2, trade, health 1,
yeah,
but health 1,
health,
trade 2, herds 1, war 1, button. Herds 1,
certainly
herds 1, war 1, war 2, button. War 2,
war.
Advice, button. Proceed, button.
And we'll proceed. So we've got...
Population.
Got a good chunk of combat magic here. Hopefully.
The farmers are uncertain. 9 crafter. The weapon thanes are uncertain. Hunters.
Okay, everyone's
button.
Uncertain. This is...
Adjust the number of hunters. 9 hunters. Hunters. Button.
Yeah, we're going to beef up the hunters.
Hunters. Hunters supply the clan with 9. Adjust 14. 19. 24. 51. Advice. Assign. Button. Advice. Members of the Cult of Elmo, loyal Thane and horse friend, approach you with an offer, as part of their homage to their god. They wish to perform a ritual to improve the bloodlines of all of the horses of Dragon Pass. They're willing to perform this ritual for you. A drunken trickster seems to figure somehow in the ritual, which they insist must be performed in secret in a stead full of your best horses. Accept their offer. Button. Accept their offer. Give them reciprocal gifts. Button. Accept their offer. Tell them you owe them a favor. Button. Accept their offer. Tell them you owe them a favor.
Let's see what happens here.
They thanked us and said that the Hill Havens, which many of them belong to, would one day take us up on that favor. They gathered up our horses and went into the stead. We heard banging noises and a muffled cry. Finally, they came out, thanked us for helping them honor Elmo, and departed. Done. Button. Population.
Okay.
This is about farmers. 300. Reorganize. 300 weapon thanes. 18 weapon thanes. Weapon thanes. Button.
Since we're warring, I'm going to increase
weapon
our
thane.
Weapon
recruit.
Thanes.
Recruit. From promising 18. 20. 22. 22.
Okay,
from
we get 20, to 22.
We put dismiss. Give parting get advice. Recruit. Button. We promoted 4 farmers to weapon thanes.
Alrighty. So that's... That
proceed.
Should help.
Button. We promoted. Proceed.
And...
Advice. The dangerous rodents are back. The trickster magic you used against them lured them away, but did not prevent them from returning. They swarm to attack several of your horses, mauling one so badly that it must be destroyed. They also bite some of the old women and children. The people say that it is about time the Clan Ring did something about these loathsome creatures. Block the cave entrance. Have Ice Galley lured them away with trickster magic. Find outsiders to exterminate the creatures. Order your weapon thanes to exterminate the creatures. Button. Shrug and go about your business. Order your weapon thanes to... Order your weapon thanes to... They said the call should have been ordered to block the cave entrance. Many of them were wounded, but they said that they killed them all. Done. Button. Population. Feast. Button. Gifts. Button. Feast. Button. Feast. Medium. Selected. Button.
Gonna have a medium
button.
Feast.
Invite neighbors. Advice. Button. Feast. Button. Advice. Invite. Large. Medium. Small. Feast. Small. Medium. Large.
Just
invite.
To cheer
advice.
Up the people
feast.
Here. They're
button.
A little.
Close. Button. Feast. Button.
A little down.
Advice. While foraging for berries in the bush, women of the clan encounter a talking fox in halting trot atop. It tells them that it will protect them from the spirits of the wood if the clan agrees not to clear any more of the forest for the next 5 years. The clan must also agree to stop hunting foxes for that period. The fox warns that the spirits will be very angry if the clan doesn't comply. It tells them it will be waiting for them the next day when they have talked to the other two legs. Agree not to clear land. Button. Agree not to hunt foxes. Button. Agree to both conditions. Button. Agree to both conditions. The fox said that we would never know the full measure of disaster we had avoided. Done. Button. Population.
Okay, we've either just avoided disaster or been tricked.
Population.
I don't know which.
Food. 279.
I didn't really get advice
menu.
That time,
button.
Just in the
menu.
Interest of speed here.
Map.
Because I want to...
Farming. Button. Map. Magic. Button.
Get to the magic screen.
Deity.
Here we are.
Protection. Dimmed. Selected. Ancestors. Armed. Selected.
So Ancestors require us to learn from them, and they're selected.
Barnt, Chalana, so, Elmo, Ernalda, Yurmo, Huma, Isari, Hanker, Malia, Maringo, Adela,
these
Orland,
are all the gods.
Urolda, Urix, Binga.
All the gods and goddesses.
Defense against sacrifice. Button. Build. Dimmed. Sacrifice.
So we have to
button.
Sacrifice to our ancestors.
Sacrifice to divination. Curses. Button. Answers questions. Cows. 0. Adjustable. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Answers, curses, but answer, cows. Divination, button. Sacrifice, capital S. Divinate, curses, button. Divination, divination. Selected, curses, answers, cows.
Yeah, 25, we're gonna do,
20, 15,
15
protection,
cows and
50. Defense against hostile spirit, goods, 0.
Yeah,
5,
goods.
10, 15, 20.
And 20 goods.
50.
And
summons of evil, thralls, 0. Summons our ancient enemies so we can... 0. Sacrifice. Button.
Yeah, we'll sacrifice and...
The spirits of the foxes and other forest animals are miffed at us.
Oh.
Proceed. Button.
They want to have it.
Advice. A scouting party discovers rich farmland not far from your stead. It is inhabited by strange beast folk who behave sort of like normal Orlanthi and call themselves the Cabbage Ducks. For once, both warriors and Carls agree. It would be a fine thing to drive these small, inhuman creatures from this fertile valley and claim it as your own. Approach the ducks and offer them a peace pact. But, each year, you must give us enough food to feed 50 of our people. Button. Each year, you must give us enough food to feed 150 of our people. Each year, you must give us enough food to feed 50 of our people. Approach the ducks and offer them a peace pact. Button. Approach the ducks and offer the ducks accepted and gave our clan a place of honor in their songs. They said they would also praise us to their kin in the swamp. Done.
So
button.
Now we are friendly with the duck people.
Deity. Protection. Selected. Barnter. Chalana Roy. Learn mysteries before building a shrine. Build. Dimmed. But sacrifice. Button.
And we can't... We could sacrifice more to our ancestors. See, basically, the first thing you do is you have to sacrifice to whoever you want to engage to do things for you. And you can usually have up to two blessings. If you build a shrine, you can build it bigger into a temple, and as it gets bigger, it's either a one or two blessing structure, and you can employ these different blessings like curses or divination, or different gods will help in combat or exploration, all kinds of different things, once you learn the mysteries and once you learn the rituals. So it's a building process, and once you, don't forget though, once you build a structure of worship, you have to maintain it. If you don't, if it falls into disrepair, the god in question could be angry with you. So there are things to consider when, you know, you want to choose your celestial allies with care, because it takes goods to maintain your good relations with them as the years progress. So be careful who you worship and why, and know your mythology.
Right,
so that essentially is the magic. There's a lot more to it. You can select the different blessings that you're aware that you have access to, and of course sacrifice and build shrines and stuff to get access to more such. So that's the whole basis.
Learn histories before building a shrine. Quest. Of the
magic. You can also engage in hero quests. And those are those adventures I talked about earlier, where you have to reenact the myths of the world and the gods.
Menu button.
We're going to go back into the menu.
Menu.
Go to
100,
the all these different gods here.
Goods, 115.
Looking for
goods. 100. Binga. Farming button. Map. Magic.
Okay, I want to get
button.
Onto the
map. Farming. Earth. War button.
There's war. Okay. So now we're
Wait.
On
warriors. Fortification. Genesny. 100. Set state parameter. What? Genesny. Detected cattle weight. Genesny. Detect. What? State. Weapon things. 21 weapon things. Weapon things. Button. 20. Rated by. Cattle weight. Rate. Button. Cattle weight. Button.
Okay, so we're going to try a
raid.
Raid.
Raid. Raiders. Anmangarn. Neighbor. Blackrock. Blue spruce. Nate. Brown boar. Cabbage duck. Ilkenvil. Cabbage duck. Neighbor. Ilken. Anhill. Gray fog. Genesny. Neighbor. Close. Raid. Button. Earth season 1. Advice. 45. Ilkenvil. Anmangarn. Auxiliaries. Filter. 100. Call on. Footman. 21. Genesny. Weapon things. 60. Squato. Randini. Orladnist. Neighbor. Rising. Neighbor. Monazi. Selected. Genesny. Neighbor. Great Fox. Nick. And Hilly. Great. Select. Monazi. Rising. Orladnist. Randini. Name. Squatoak. Name. Weapon things. 16. Adjustable.
Okay, we'll send.
Swipe. 18. 20. 18. 16. Genesny. 21. Footman. 88. Adjust. Call on. 177. Colon, footman, 88, adjustable. 106, colon, 107, filter, alliances, adjustable, auxiliaries, 11, adjustable. Swipe
okay.
up or down to 16.
Send 16 auxiliaries along with our raid. So the rating, you can send weapon thanes, footmen, and auxiliaries. And the auxiliaries are people who try to heal the warriors and keep everyone healthy. So I'm sending them along on this raid. In addition to a lot of our footmen, which are our farmers, we're taking people away from our fields here, and our weapon thanes. So.
Anmangarn,
I'm just looking for.
Anmangarn, raid. Season 1, raid.
Okay, there's the raid button.
We were spotted by the Genesny patrols, and our 16 Weapon Thanes and 106 footmen are facing 3 Weapon Thanes and 22 spearmen.
Okay, so they only have 3 Weapon Thanes and 22 spearmen to face.
Preparation.
Now the
magic.
First.
0. Adjustable. 0.
First phase of combat is preparation.
Set map 2.
So I'm using our magic points.
Sacrifice to our men.
There's a slight bug in the noise. This is why I usually turn off background music. But I can block the speaker. So basically, in combat, there's a preparation. There's sacrificing to the gods. You can sacrifice to Orlanth or the other. There's two gods, really. And one of them shapes the shape of the battle. Will be more under your control if you sacrifice to that god. The other one is after the clash, there's two phases. There's the clash, which determines the overall shape of the battle, and then there's the fighting, the melee. And basically, those are the phases of battle that both of which you're concerned with. So, especially if you're dealing with inferior forces, it can really pay to really get an upper hand early on with the shaping of the battle and the magic and so forth. So I've engaged our battle magic, probably unnecessarily in this case. There is a bug with the sliders, especially the magic and like the smaller sliders. Sometimes it won't let you go up and down between the amounts. So, like the smaller amounts. So that's one thing to sort of keep in mind. That's more of a voiceover bug, apparently. So we have this situation now where we're raiding, and we have a vastly superior force, really, like four times as many footmen, and a lot more, again, like 10 times as many weapon things, almost. It's pretty incredible. Well, not quite, maybe 5 or 6 times as many. So we've got a vastly superior force. So I'm not too worried. I think I'm just going to charge and try to get this battle over with quickly.
Preparation. Magic. 2-2. Sacrifice to Orland. Button.
We'll sacrifice to Orland.
Sacrifice to Orland. Check. 2. Magic. Preparation. We were spotted by the Gymnasnipa. Magic. 2-2. Zack. Object. Plunder. Selected. Button. Burn stats. Button. Kill as many as possible. Seize their land. Button.
Okay, we're going to plunder.
Take captives. Button.
And try and take captives. We're going to have to ransom.
Selected. Survival. Button. Tactics. Skirmish. Maneuver. Select. Charge. Button.
And try to
charge.
Charge.
Selected. Evade. Button. Proceed. Button. Your answer.
Sounds of combat there.
We rushed the Gymnasni formation while they were still performing their rituals. We smashed into the Gymnasni as they were trying to maneuver for advantage. There was a brief battle. Our magic overwhelmed theirs. We took 10 captives from the Gymnasni. We captured 22,006 horses. We took 16 cows worth of loot.
So that was a pretty successful raid there. We've got captives. We have some loot. Not as much as I was hoping for, but quite a bit there. 22 cattle.
Weapon Thanes killed. 1 Gymnasni. 0 Rs.
We didn't lose any Weapon Thanes.
Weapon Thanes wounded. 2 Gymnasni. 0 Rs.
And none of our Weapon Thanes got wounded.
Footman killed. 4 Gymnasni. 0 Rs.
None of our footmen got
wounded. 18 Gymnasni. 0 Rs.
Not even... Oh, wow. We've escaped completely without detriment here.
Close. Button.
So that was...
Free them. Button. Capital F. Fuck. We have 10 prisoners from the Gymnasni clan. What should we do with them? Free them. Button. Keep them as thralls. Button. Kill them. Button.
We can free these prisoners, keep them as thralls, kill them.
Ransom them. Button.
Ransom them. I think we'll try ransoming them.
We ransomed our prisoners back to the Gymnasni for 50 cows worth of goods. Done. Button.
We gained an additional 50 cows worth of goods. For our prisoners. So that was
capital R.
A fairly successful raid.
Romeo.
And a brief example of how combat works. So, yeah, basically the game is involves that kind of thing, trading, you know, sending gifts and emissaries. Just be aware of the double dialogue thing, where sometimes a dialogues can overlay each other. So you'll have the older dialogue and sometimes poking through. Think of it that way. It's sort of poking through the newer dialogue, and you have to just make sure you find the right buttons to do what you want to do. There is a learning curve. It does take a bit of practice to get good at playing this game, but I think it's really worth it. It's got a lot of replay value. It never plays the same twice, and I find it's an interesting balance between, you know, luck and thought and skill of what that can do, and just knowledge. The more knowledge you have, the better things will go for you. And the people, I like how it's all community-based. All these situations, you notice how the rodents came back, right? We had to deal with them. We decided to let the trickster have his way, first off. That choice had repercussions later on. Maybe we should have just blocked the cave. right? All these things would have made that whole course of action play out differently. So we've seen a couple things here. We've seen how these choices can have repercussions later on. We've seen the combat system in its a basic overview of that. Read the manual to all this stuff. The manual is very thorough. And to get to the manual...
Population, goods, what pocket, food, cows, menu, advice, menu.
And we'll go to...
Tendora clan, bottom background, advice, menu, farming, button, earth season, farming, map, button, magic, button, lore, button, relations, button.
Basically, when the menu
switches to the relations screen,
it puts up a... line of these buttons, and you can left and once you're on the menu, once you've found one of those buttons, you can left and right flick between the buttons until you find the one you want. It's the easiest way to deal with the menu. You can also explore the screen with your finger and learn where these things are in relation to each other and eventually get good at locating things that way. So the manual
saga
is, I believe, in either
the saga screen
or the lore screen. I'm going to go to the saga screen first to show you that anyway.
Lore. 1,320. Lore. 1,329. 1,330.
So the saga screen gives you all the years.
Selected. 1,331.
We're in 1,331, and we could restore to any of those previously years.
Tendua. Email. Button. 1,331, our ancestors needed sacrifices so that they would be able to keep our clan. Menu. Button.
And it goes through.
Toggles the menu.
Happens, so.
Capital M. 1,300. Menu.
So the saga screen is...
Toggles
you can
the menu.
Email it, the saga to yourself. You can restore it to an earlier point. You can read the saga and refresh your memory about what happened as it started to read about our ancestors needing sacrifice to...
1,331, our ancestors needed sacrifices so that they would be able to keep our clan magic strong. Elmal cultists offered to perform a horse ritual for us. We accepted their offer and said we owed them a favor. They thanked us and said that the Hill Havens, which many of them belong to, would one day take us up. Menu.
And those
button.
Are events from the third year.
That toggles the menu.
Through, right? So that's
menu.
How that works. You can always refer to that in when you get access to the menus and everything and just check on what has happened to keep your context.
Bottom background.
So
PNG.
Now I will
relations,
go to
space, lore button.
The
switches to the lore screen.
Lore screen and
myth. Foreigners. Glossary. Here land. Law. Map. Runes. Manual. Button.
Yeah, and all these things are available. You can go to the map, you can go to runes, learn about those. You can go to the culture, the deities. The lore screen is your friend. It's just full of information. And once you get into the manual...
Table of contents. Heading level 1.
It's all done in HTML.
Introduction.
So.
Link. If you don't read manuals, read this. Link.
And if you don't read manuals, that's a cheap, just a quick getting start section.
Clan questionnaire. Link.
Clan.
Sacred time.
And
link.
It covers all these things in detail, right? And you just click on that and you can read through the sections.
Close button.
And you just close it when you're done, back to the game. So remember the lore screen, right? It's easy to get to. You can easily read the manual, learn all about the game and the various facets of it, of which there are many. I've given you a sort of brief crash course in it. I hope this sort of helps you realize that it does take... there is a learning curve, but control-wise, it's pretty simple. It's all flicking left and right. Occasionally, you'll have to look around the screen for a button with your finger and explore for that, and double-tap to select the button or any control. Sliders up and down. Anytime numbers or different options are involved, you can filter. When you're filtering your clans, people to choose who to send on missions or explorations, you can filter for all the different skills, leadership, combat, plants, custom, depending on the situation. So there's a lot of things to help you make better choices. And don't forget your advisors. You can always, like I was doing, refer to the, ask your advisors, ask the members of your ring, you know, what they think of any given situation. And, you know, they can go through and give you various advice, which you can then take and think of what to do. So if you don't have the full background on a situation, check, because as sometimes happened when we were doing this, they had more background on the situation that they can elucidate for us. And then we can proceed. So it's all about knowing your people and basically making good business deals and you know, thinking sensibly when you're in combat. It is a game of thought. And I hope that this encourages more people to give the game a chance. You might want to wait for one of the sales. Sometimes the game does go on sale. Or you might to do what I did and pay the full $10 and not think less of for doing that. I'm very happy to have been able to support these people who have gone that extra mile for us. They didn't have to do anything like this, but they completely made the game accessible. And as it would have been, it without that intervention, it would not have been very accessible at all. We would have had another case of a mainly text-based game that we couldn't play. Unfortunately, at the moment, the Tin Man games and other game books largely are, at least to one degree or another, inaccessible. And meanwhile, this game stands basically head and shoulders above all of them and is fully accessible and is replayable. The replayability nature of this game is just insane. Like you can, you'll never get the same order of situations. You'll never get quite the same circumstances. You'll never have quite the same cast of characters. So much is varied from game to game. It's incredible. So, well worth the $10. I would say to play this. Now you have at least an inkling of what this game is about before you make that decision. And if you have any questions, you can always contact me, michael.fair, that's F as in Frank, E-I-R, at gmail.com. So michael.fair at gmail.com. And I'm happy to answer what questions I can. I'm by no means a Gloranthan expert. Zachary Klein basically takes the cake there. But I have certainly had a number of games of this. I haven't won any yet, but I've had a lot of fun in any case, and foresee many years of continued fun. So I hope this helps. I hope this lets more of you feel comfortable in making that leap of faith, making that purchase, and trying out this wonderful gift to the blind from A-Sharp Software. It's a splendid game. I'm so thankful for them that they made it accessible, and I look forward to future endeavors from them and future updates. They're still updating King of Dragon Pass. It is becoming soon a universal app. They'll be releasing an update with, I believe, yet another scene for everybody, at least one more scene, plus other enhancements to voiceover and other things, and it'll be a universal app, which means it takes full advantage of iPad, larger screen of an iPad, or the iPhone or iPod, any iDevice will be able to play this game, and it will behave as best as possible for each device. Right now, it'll run fine on an iPad, but it just won't look as good as it eventually will when they get all their work done and update that. So that's where things are now. They're very responsive to comments and criticisms. They will answer questions, look up the A-Sharp website, and put King of Dragon Pass into Google. You'll find it pretty quickly. And they'll respond to questions and everything. You can follow them on Twitter. They'll answer tweeted questions as well. So I hope that gives you something new to play with and that you enjoy the game as much as I have. Thanks very much, everyone. Best of luck to all of you in the world of Glorantha and in your own lives and world. And next time I have something interesting to review, I will do so. So catch you later.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.